What's different about Nursing Open? This is Roger Watson, the editor of Nursing Open. The first issue of Nursing Open was successfully published in 2014, and early in 2015 we are pleased to introduce this second issue. The copy flow is good and Nursing Open is clearly being recognised as a reputable place to publish. Of course, we have the support of an excellent publishing house, a distinguished team of associate editors, and a prestigious international editorial board. We are also growing our team of reviewers and hope to maintain a good turnaround time for manuscripts. I emphasise reputation and the nature of our team, as these are some of the hallmarks of any good journal. In these days of the exponential growth of online open access journals, reputation is crucial. As I mentioned in my first editorial in 2014, we all receive a large volume of emails inviting us to participate in various capacities with a range of online journals. Not all of these journals are legitimate or honest ventures in the view of Geoffrey Beale in his blog Scholarly Open Access. There has also been considerable interest in the issue of how trustworthy online open access journals are in Journal of Advanced Nursing in two editorials titled respectively Open Access, A New Frontier by Watson et al. 2012 and Authors and Readers Beware of the Dark Side of Open Access by Pickler et al. 2014. This is in addition to attention to the issue by the Committee of Publication Ethics in the BMJ blog, where Clark 2015 published How to Avoid Predatory Journals, a 5-point plan, and the NOS author and editor Owens in 2015 published More Trends in Predatory Publishing Practices. If you have any worries about online open access publishing, then all of the above are worth reading. Also, there is a directory of open access journals which outlines the basic standards to be met before being listed. Nursing Open meets these minimal criteria and is applying to be listed. Globally, the pressure to publish online open access is increasing. For example, in the UK, the Higher Education Funding Council for England in 2014 and its counterparts in the other three countries of the UK have specified that from April 2016, all research outputs to be considered for research assessment have to be published online, open access. Simultaneously, Research Councils UK in 2014 issued a policy whereby research which they fund has to be published online, open access. The Australian Research Council has had an open access policy for research it funds since 2013. Therefore, we expect to see this trend reflected in the pages of Nursing Open. For those who would like to know more about open access policies, including funder mandates, article publication charges, waivers and discounts, and institutions with funder accounts, information and resources are available at Wiley Open Access. I hope you enjoy this second issue of Nursing Open and that you find the latest articles interesting and useful. I highlight all of the articles in the Nursing Open blog, where you can read the latest entries on Why Do Chinese Nurses Leave Practice by Zhu et al. 2014 and Machine Translation and Ethnic Diversity by Taylor et al. 2015. You can also follow us on Twitter.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.
Between Pages, Memories, Pressed.